Hello, I'm Tim Cocker with the latest Radio Academy podcast, where I am delving into the somewhat confusing and, okay, yeah, maybe a little scary as well, world of AI. How artificial intelligence could change how we work and, well, in fact, how it's already changed. And I want to find out more about Radio GPT. What is going on there? And I'll be attempting to do all that without any references to the title of that Buggle song. And this all came about when, about 10 days ago it was, Spotify's AI DJ called X started playing me songs.
Hey, what's the word, Tim? You got your DJ X here.
Machine-generated, algorithm-controlled content, essentially doing what radio presenters do. And it suddenly hit me, this is early days. Where will this technology be in a few years? Well, James Cridland is a consultant, advisor, speaker, deep thinker, editor of Pod News, the daily podcast newsletter, and a lovely human being as well. And he can tell us about the rise of the robots. And unsurprisingly, this has been quite a common topic of conversation for James lately.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, I was at a conference in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, Radio Days North America, and every single thing was talking about AI and where AI is going. And we had the very entertaining thing of a senior executive from a radio group standing up and saying, you know, people are the future and we're investing in people and blah, blah, blah. And then at the very next session, the same person standing up and saying, oh, yeah, we've just got some AI voices on the air now instead of some human beings. Brilliant.
That sounds about right. So, James, firstly, can I ask you please to explain, like I'm five, artificial intelligence? Let's just get these foundations nailed down first.
Yeah, so artificial intelligence, it means different things to different people, but on a very basic level, ChatGPT is a tool that basically chooses words and put words after words to basically come up with something that looks about right. What it doesn't do is it doesn't necessarily know any facts, but it's going through its big database of words next to other words to work out something that sounds plausible. And that's basically what artificial intelligence is. I rather like the phrase augmented intelligence rather than artificial intelligence, because it is doing a good job, but it's doing it's not necessarily thinking about things. And the way that it's being used for radio is it's being used for both generating scripts and generating sentences and paragraphs, but it's also being used to produce a decent sounding voice and to work out which particular stories should make your next link on which particular stories shouldn't. So it's used all over the place.
As I am discovering, and as I mentioned in the introduction, the genesis of this conversation, the reason I reached out to you was after experiencing Spotify's DJ AI, their character X, that was basically crunch and rolling all over my music.
Hey, what's the word, Tim? You got your DJ X here and all kinds of great music on the way. I'm going to kick it off with some music that should sound familiar, maybe put you in a zone on your own. Here's one from James to lead the way. Okay, switching it up, I'm going to play the Lathams and a few other indie artists picked for you. Up now, I've pulled together a few artists you've been listening to. Maybe one or two you haven't heard, all with kind of a similar vibe. Going to start with John Murphy.
It seems a little bit limited, and I wonder if it is basically just Alexa-ing the algorithm that's already there?
Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of a character too there. There's a few scripts there. I'm not quite sure how AI any of this is. My understanding is that it's nowhere near as full of character as, say, the Radio GPT services that Futuri have put together, or indeed, you know, any of the other services which are actually out there.
You just mentioned it, Radio GPT. This is the garden path that this led me down. And I discovered, actually, your newsletter from back in February. Hands up, I'm late to the party here. But what is going on with Radio GPT?
Well, so this is a couple of different tools. And I worked for Futuri as an advisor about, 4 or 5 years or so ago. So one of the tools that it's using in there is a thing called Topic Pulse. And Topic Pulse is actually really clever. It's an algorithm, but there are also humans having a look at it, working out what's going on in your area. So if you're a radio station broadcasting to Cleveland, Ohio, for example, it will look at tweets that it knows are coming from that area. It will look at Facebook. It will look at other social media posts, but also So it'll have a look at many of the news organisations in that area as well and come up with all of the interesting things which are actually going on. What it then does is it takes that information, puts it into another system that it has to start writing easy scripts about that, and then uses another AI tool to get those scripts voiced by a set of human-sounding presenter DJs, and then stick that out on the air. So theoretically, it removes the need of having to have, you know, awkward humans with their, you know, their wishes to get paid and their wishes to, you know, have a lunch break and things like that. It gets rid of all of that stuff and instead has a couple of chirpy sounding radio announcers on the air. So it's a really interesting move for those of us who, you know, like a good local radio station. Radio
GPT. Immerse your radio listening experience with artificial intelligence.
100% AI.
We'll assemble compelling information.
We'll offer highly engaging data.
And we'll do it 24/7.
I'm completely AI.
So am I.
Me too.
We all are.
We're your entertainment assistants.
100% generated by artificial intelligence.
This
is Radio
GPT.
Voice you hear on Radio GPT is 100% AI.
Here's what's trending on social media in Springfield, discovered and delivered in real time
on Radio GPT.
Springfield's Angela Rose celebrated a major milestone, her 100th adoption through her charity, My Grandfather's Cat. She was inspired to start the organization after her 85-year-old grandfather passed away and left his cat without a home.
This inspired Angela to help other seniors find homes for their beloved pets before they passed away. She has found homes for 100 cats, giving their senior owners peace of mind. What a purr effect way to honor her late grandfather.
Live, made locally in Springfield, and 100% voiced and powered by AI. This is Radio GPT.
There's a live stream that you can go and listen to, and it is worth checking out on the Radio GPT website. I don't know what you think, James, but my reaction listening was, and I don't know if this is because I knew it wasn't human, but I could tell it wasn't human, particularly when I was listening in headphones. And maybe the content, you could say, is a little bit twee at times, but I was thinking a lot of radio listening goes on just kind of in the background, bubbling along in the ether. And also, this is early days and this technology is clearly very clever. So I think my overwhelming feeling coming away was, and it pains me to say it a little bit, if I'm honest, it's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to hate it. And I, you know, and I tuned in getting ready for a hate listen because I thought, you know, this is a dreadful idea and it'll sound awful. And unfortunately, it doesn't sound awful. One of my jobs a long, long time ago was doing the Sunday breakfast show on Hallam FM, where I was the number one rated Sunday breakfast show on Hallam FM. And I ended up driving into work listening to overnight radio DJs. And overnight radio DJs, I'll tell you, Tim, over the weekend, they're not great. I think what Radio GPT allows you to do in your off hours is it allows you to have something which is local, something which sounds halfway decent, something which is a, you know, a companion of sorts, but certainly something which is giving you some local information. And that's, I think, a little bit better and a little bit more relevant than a non-stop station or somebody who isn't really very good. Would it replace a breakfast show? Would it replace your afternoon drive time show? I kind of hope not.
What's the timescale on this? How long have we got?
Well, there are some radio stations that are already using both the Radio GPT technology, but there are also some radio stations doing something similar. For example, there's a radio station in Portland, in Oregon, where they've taken off a live show, or rather a voice track show, from somebody called Ashley Z, and it's now an AI-generated show actually voiced by Ashley Z, a cloned voice of Ashley Z. So weirdly, she has replaced herself with an AI version of herself, and she's still doing another show on another station. So this is actually happening in some parts of the world already. There's certainly a place for it, but we shouldn't forget that, you know, Jack FM has been very successful in some parts of the world, having maybe just a breakfast show, or indeed having no jocks on there at all, and just some funny liners. Perhaps this is the next step after that.
I guess we've got to remember the road we've already travelled. You know, it wasn't so very long ago that networking was the big bad wolf, and that was going to ruin the experience for listeners. And as you already touched on with the quality of some of the shows, arguably, and probably more likely, the experience of listeners has improved for the most part. And also voice tracking is an innovation which has changed the way we work a little bit. And I guess you could argue this is just the next logical extension of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think as with any technology, if you use it badly, then it's a bad thing. And if you use it well, then it's a great thing. You know, if you listen to Boom Radio, for example, that's a radio station where everything is coming from home. Everything is voice tracked. Shh, don't go telling everybody. And it works fantastically, and people really enjoy it. So I think, yeah, you know, if you use... some computer scheduling music, I mean, that was supposed to kill the industry as well. So I think, it's just another tool that we can use. And to me, you know, the idea of using the Radio GPT model of actually monitoring what is going on in the area, having some really good local news and information on there that ends up being voiced and recorded by an artificial voice, I think there's certainly something in it.
Do you know, if I'm really brutal and honest about this, I guess my thought is, if I could be replaced by a machine, then I just need to be better. Every single show I've ever worked on before Virgin Radio no longer exists anymore. There is no XFM Manchester Breakfast. There's no North Ants 96 Drive Time. There's no GWR Bristol Weekends, if I go right back to the start. And I'm kind of still here. And I guess that, like everyone working in our industry, that must be because I've got some sort of value. So is this completely naive, James, that I'm looking at this as a way that our audience, our listeners, will get a better experience and actually can make it easier and better for us to do our jobs?
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. I would suggest to you that what this does is it weeds out some of the mediocre talent, and probably means that people who are good at their job, people who are good at connecting with other human beings, which is what radio is all about, that human connection, that shared experience, it means that people who are great at that part of radio will succeed. My observation over the last few years has been that we've actually got two different radio industries. We've got one radio industry of music-intensive radio, those radio stations where you're not allowed to talk for more than 20 seconds at a time, and then you play another song and away you go. Those radio stations, I think, or that radio programming, I think, has a very different place to speech-intensive radio. Shows. And by speech intensive shows, I'm not just talking about Radio 4 and LBC. I'm also talking about, you know, Moyles on Radio X. I'm talking about Evans. I'm talking about all of those shows where people are arguably tuning in for the speech more so than the music. And I can't see any time soon that AI is going to replace those sorts of broadcasters and those sorts of stations.
I guess this, I've maybe indulgently been focusing on the on-air side of things, but actually this is going to have an effect right across the board, isn't it? Because obviously you think voiceover, but am I right in saying, James, that this harvesting of data by AI online and putting it into editorial form is going to change the way we work on the content on our websites? Because it will be able to generate stories on its own. It will be able to generate social media content. It will be able to automatically clip up bits of videos, title it, and all the rest of it without humans having to get in the middle of that process.
Yeah, I think not necessarily without any human involvement, but I think that there are certainly tools out there that will automatically, they'll do a transcript of this chat that we're having. They will then write some show notes of what it is that we spoke about. They'll give you a potential title for this show. So Buzzsprout is one of those companies who are doing it. There's another company out there called Capshow, which again does the same sort of thing. At the end of the day, I see that as being, and you know, I mentioned that I would prefer it to be called augmented intelligence. And I think that's really what's going on here. I think there's an awful lot of good reasons to be worried, but I also think that AI and tools like that can really help someone that just wants to focus on doing a great job to actually do a better job. I mean, if we remember, you know, when I got into radio, I was trained at the Leicester Sound Radio Training Centre back in the late 1980s. I thought that David Lloyd was teaching me how to be a great radio DJ. And yes, there was a little bit of that in that training course. But what I actually learnt from a journalist whose name I've long since forgotten, what I actually learnt was how to edit magnetic tape. And how to edit magnetic tape was an incredible skill that got me my first job in proper radio. And without doing that, I wouldn't have a job. Now, there shouldn't be someone teaching you how to edit magnetic tape these days, when now the tools that podcasting, for example, is using, is that you can now edit audio just by using a word processor. So you look at the sentence that you want to get rid of, you highlight that sentence, you press the delete button, and it does the audio edit for you. Those sorts of tools still produce great sounding audio, but in a fraction of the time that it used to take me, you know, 30 something years ago, gosh, to mark things up with a Chinagraph pencil and a razor and that weird tape and all of that. So I think, you know, anything that makes life easier for us to be more creative is a good thing.
Come on, then, give us some other tools or potential tools that we could use.
Yeah, so a talk that I do, which is great podcasting tools that radio can steal. One of the tools that I show is a tool that goes and grabs a clip. It knows that it's a good clip because it's got some kind of AI understanding of what a good clip is. But then what it does is it takes that, it adds images, it adds stock images and B-roll to make that much more of an engaging promo in the video world to post onto TikTok or to post onto Instagram or those sorts of tools. So all of a sudden, again, it's freeing the human being up to go and do something a little bit more creative. And I think that's one of the things that I actually find quite interesting and exciting about this. I use AI, I write a daily newsletter all about podcasting, and I use this AI tools to basically to punch a big press release into and say, please could I have, tell me what this press release is about in two sentences. And, you know, and Google Bard, which is the one that I use, comes back with something which is pretty good. And that saves me time, it saves me effort, and actually means that I can focus on something a little bit more creative than copying and pasting a press release. So I think there are good things in the use of AI, as well as obviously that whole thing of it's going to take all of our, you know, all of our jobs away. I should say also, I was speaking to somebody who was looking, and this was a couple of years ago. So, somebody who was looking at cloning the voice of a favorite of a famous old radio jock, let's say Casey Kasem, although it wasn't, and using Casey Kasem's voice in this particular sense to do America's Top 40, but to do that on today's American Top 40. So you're using Casey Kasem with Casey Kasem's voices and mannerisms and everything else. You would end up scripting that, or a creative person would end up scripting that, and then actually broadcast something that sounds like Casey Kasem's American Top 40, but he happens to be doing it with today's music. And I think, you know, that there's something that's quite interesting in that. It would, of course, need his estates, you know, acceptance of that. But I think that there's something there in terms of, well, what can you do with that? What could you do with, if you were doing syndicated shows to hundreds of different markets, could you do something using AI and your own cloned voice that could actually produce something that was a little bit more local in every single market? Could you do some interesting things that would make your show sound a little bit better in those particular markets, but not take away too much of the human part of what your act is? I think there's, you know, there's a lot of things that it frees you up to do that potentially allows people that are, you know, creative to focus on things that are more creative and to take away some of the more sort of box-ticking element of that particular job.
Where are the other competitors? Are they in the States as well, or who else is jostling for position here?
I have seen press releases from people. There's a press release in Australia that's claiming that they're the world's first AI radio presenter. I've also seen one coming out of somewhere in the Arab states as well. So I think that there's a bunch of these tools being used all over the place. So I think Radio GPT is the first one that is essentially from beginning to end. So you start with something that generates some editorial, and then you have the voices, and then you have the integration into the playout system. So you can actually just press the button that says Radio GPT me, and it'll produce a radio station until you press stop. Or if you're as old as I am, it's a bit like pressing the aeroplane in Dalit. So it's a little bit like that. And I think Radio GPT is the one that's beginning to scare people, because instead of being a tool for a human being, it's now an entire production, you know, method for an entire station that you can actually use. But there's an awful lot of AI being used out there already for various things. I mean, you know, again, back in the early days of my broadcasting career, I was reading AA Roadwatch faxes. Those faxes were written because of the computer system that AA Roadwatch used at the time. Everything was in shorthand. So it would say TTL, A306, SB. And you'd look at that and you'd go, well, on the A306, there's temporary traffic lights if you're heading southbound. And you just needed to know all of that. Now, AI could very easily fix all of that incomprehensible stuff to produce a decent script that you could actually read. So I think that there's like loads of these tools that you could end up having. I didn't put the DJ voice on, by the way. That was just for your benefit.
I'm so glad Tape of Me doesn't exist from earlier in my career. I'm surprised you're not one of the AI voices.
I had my voice cloned by one of the large companies in the US, and they cloned it, and I had to sign all kinds of legal papers. But one of the things that that enabled me to do, and this was amazing, is it enabled me to record something, get it translated into Spanish by their systems, and then voiced by me in Spanish. Yeah. Now, I can't speak Spanish at all, but this is being used already in the US by some radio personalities who are in a market that has a lot of Hispanics there, as well as a lot of people who aren't. And that, to me, was absolutely astounding. And their tools would do the translation and then produce a version of me, you know, pronouncing everything correctly in Spanish. I wouldn't have the faintest idea where to start. So, Yeah, that was super amazing.
Pasa cualquier tiempo con cualquier directorio de podcasts y verás una gran cantidad de programas en inglés. Pero el inglés es el idioma principal de menos del 5% de la población mundial. Gracias a una nueva tecnología inteligente, los podcasts podrían estar disponibles en varios idiomas, sin sonar como un robot de los 80.
Isn't that amazing? And a brilliant way to finish this podcast. And my thanks to James Cridlin for letting us have that little clip of him speaking Spanish, even though he can't speak Spanish. A perfect illustration of the power of AI, how it can enable us as content makers, support us and save us time and energy that we can direct elsewhere. And yes, AI does have the potential to put some of us out of a job, which is why I guess we just have to be super agile, keep learning skills, keep grafting, and yeah, keep networking, which is where the summer socials can come in. And for your £3 Radio Academy membership per month, not only do you get all the content on the website, but you get access to those as well. Details online.